All across the earth, tonight is supposed to be one of the best nights to see the Perseids, an annual meteor shower, as it makes the sky sparkle. Peter Linde is an astronomer with Lund University in the south of Sweden, and he joins me on the line to explain more about the Perseids.
The Perseids is a meteor shower that is active around this time every year. What happens then is that you have very, very small particles of dust that collide at very high speed with the Earth and the Earth's atmosphere. And they are heated, and they burn. And so you see this light streak from them quite frequently during these nights. What happens is that the Earth goes through more like a cloud of very small particles, and they enter the atmosphere and burn out.
That's quite amazing that something so tiny could produce so much light that we can actually see it from the Earth.
That's true. What happens is that they enter at very high speeds in the order of several tenths of kilometers per second. So they are simply heated up and disintegrates more or less in a flash of light.
And you are doing something in the south of Sweden tonight, I believe. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have an amateur observatory, or a popular astronomy observatory outside Malmo, which we call the Tycho Brahe Observatory. And tonight, we invite everybody to come there and have a look at these things. We will then guide on the sky, show the constellations. We have telescopes to show interesting things, clusters, nebulas. And we will also give some small talks about what the meteor shower actually is.
And what about the city lights of Malmo? Aren't those going to get in the way?
That's true. The city lights of Malmo are not so nice, but we are located south of Malmo, or southeast of Malmo. And usually it is the southern sky that you are more interested in, quite generally. And so that it's not too bad, in fact. And it is true that if you are in a more dark space, far out on the country, it's even more favorable, definitely. But we saw several of these yesterday. We had some people there already yesterday.
And what will you do if it's cloudy tonight for your visitors?
Well, we have a program also in-house. In fact, we have this radar broadcasting that you can find on the internet that we can show in loudspeakers, so to speak. And we also give information about the meteor shower, and even if it's not clear, you will probably be able to see something through our telescopes occasionally, so that I can definitely recommend people to come.
I think tonight it's supposed to be clear in Stockholm. Do you know about for the rest of the country?
Somewhat unstable, probably in our case here in the south, like yesterday. A bit cloudy, but in fact at about 11 o'clock during the night, we had a completely clear sky for about 20 minutes, and so we had several of these meteors that could be seen by our visitors, and they applauded them. I mean, people get very enthusiastic when they see these things. They don't believe it, almost. So it's quite fun to be there also to show.
And that was Peter Linde, an astronomer with Lund University and chairman of the Astronomical Society Tycho Brahe in the south of Sweden.